Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Taiwan, celebrating Falun Dafa with large-scale group character formation. Houston, local Falun Gong group joins the HEB Thanksgiving Day parade. India, while Ladakh changes, people's hearts for Falun Dafa remain strong. Father not allowed to visit his dying daughter in prison. Denmark, China's organ harvesting crimes condemned at doctor's fair. And the art of Zhen Shanren international exhibition held in Peru. Now for the stories.
Taiwan, celebrating Falun Dafa with large-scale group character formation. The annual Taiwan Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference took place on November 26, 2017, at the National Taiwan University Sports Center. The day before the event, a large-scale group exercise practice and living character formation will be held to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Falun Dafa's introduction to Taiwan. There are currently over 1,000 group exercise sites in more than 300 towns in Taiwan. Taiwanese practitioners come from all walks of life and include professors, doctors, lawyers, engineers, government officers, police, business people, farmers, teachers, and students. The tradition of living character formation by Falun Dafa practitioners began in mainland China before the persecution started in 1999. In these historic gatherings, thousands of practitioners assembled to form images or Chinese characters related to Dafa. The beautiful formations are preserved as stunning photographs. With the largest number of Dafa practitioners outside China, it wasn't long before Taiwan, too, began to hold large-scale living character formation activities. These activities have become a dynamic method to introduce Falun Dafa to more people, and they are also a way in which practitioners express their gratitude toward Master Li. Living character formation activities began in Taiwan in 2000, following the layout for a previous activity in Wuhan City, Hebei Province, China. Taiwanese practitioners formed the characters for Falun Dafa and Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance. In stark contrast to the freedom enjoyed by Falun Dafa practitioners in Taiwan, the severe suppression in mainland China has led to the deaths of at least 4,000 practitioners. Countless more have been arrested, detained, and tortured, while another untold number have become victims of the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. The large-scale living character formation has proven to be an effective way to raise awareness of the severe human rights violations in China.
Houston, local Falun Gong group joins the HEB Thanksgiving Day Parade. Houston's largest annual parade, the HEB Thanksgiving Day Parade, was held in Houston for its 68th year on November 23rd. The local Falun Gong group was invited to participate in the celebration. Several hundred organizations participate with parade entries each year. These include giant balloons, numerous bands, and performances to delight people of all ages and cultural backgrounds. In addition to the thousands of people that line the parade route, millions more see it on television. This was the fifth time that the local Falun Gong group participated in the festivities. They were selected to demonstrate the Falun Gong exercises in the performance area where local TV stations provide live coverage. The parade started at 9 a.m., the Falun Gong procession was close to the front, setting off in the fifth position. A large banner reading Falun Dafa, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance began the Falun Gong entry. A group of practitioners dressed in yellow costumes marched behind while demonstrating the exercises. The peaceful Falun Gong exercise music played in the background. The Falun Gong group was met with resounding applause while several in the crowd imitated the exercise movements. Hurt Porter is a veteran armed services doctor. Seeing the exercise demonstration, he said, "I was born in Houston and did a tour in Iraq as a field doctor." He said he had many health problems and was looking for a way to find inner peace. He was immediately attracted to Falun Gong and said he wanted to learn the exercises in the following week.
India. While Ladakh changes, people's hearts for Falun Dafa remain strong. After a 2-year absence, a Falun Dafa practitioner who lives in another part of India ventured once again to Ladakh, which she had been doing nearly every summer for the past 27 years. Ladakh, the land of many mountain passes and freezing high barren landscapes, is among the highest of the world's inhabited plateaus. Remote yet never isolated, this trans-Himalayan land is a repository of myriad cultural and religious influences from mainland India, Tibet, and Central Asia. She said that the rapid changes that have taken place in the region during her 2-year absence were shocking and nearly unbelievable. Most importantly and tragically, of course, is the widespread loss of traditional values and culture. Nevertheless, from the beginning to the end of her stay, enduring considerable agony due to the heartbreaking self-destruction of the area, the practitioner decided to stay and focus on spreading Falun Dafa and its principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and raising awareness of the persecution happening in China. Despite all these rapid changes, many local residents of all ages and from various places still have a deep heart for Falun Dafa and express shock and deep concern about the human rights violations against Falun Dafa in China. With some, it seems that their understanding and concern had deepened over the years, as well as their respect for the practitioner whom they have seen for years carrying around loads of materials to distribute. Posters were put up in many places, and it was touching to see many of the posters and stickers that were put up years ago, many still in perfect condition. For the very first time this year, information about Shen Yun Performing Arts was put up. Along with the posters, flyers in more than 30 different languages were given to restaurants, shops, hotels, and travel agencies and handed out during displays and school visits. At the main bazaar, which is the main street in Leh and the only pedestrian zone in town, displays were held on 6 Sundays, starting with the most important one around July 20th, the date in 1999, when the persecution of Falun Dafa started. As in previous years, many school children passed by, as well as many locals and tourists from other parts of India and all over the world. A Tibetan shopkeeper passed by and said, with tears in his eyes, "I support everything you are doing. I have read everything you've given me for the past 10 years. You are doing a very good job." A special display was presented outside of Leh during a 3-day Buddhist event attended by thousands. The two practitioners assembled the displays just outside one of the main entrances near the main road. Well-organized lines of people continuously passed by, viewing the display and taking flyers. A Tibetan Lama stopped at the display on the second day. One of the practitioners mentioned the worldwide movement that helps Chinese people quit the Chinese Communist Party and said, "If China is free, then Tibet will be free. And the whole world," the Lama immediately added.
Father not allowed to visit his dying daughter in prison. Ms. Sun Min, a Falun Gong practitioner from Liaoning Province, was arrested for her faith in Falun Gong in June 2016 and sentenced to a 7-year prison term in July 2017. Shortly after being incarcerated in Liaoning Province Women's Prison, however, guards told her father on a phone call that she had been diagnosed with several serious diseases and was on the verge of dying, even though she had been in good health. The guards also asked her father to give them money for her to get medical treatment. After the lower court sentencing in July 2017, Ms. Sun appealed to Anshan City Intermediate Court, but her appeal was rejected a month later. The court did not notify Ms. Sun's family of the court decision, so her father only learned about her situation in early September. He went to the lower court judge to get a copy of the verdict because, without it, he was not permitted to visit her in the detention center. However, the judge refused to meet with him, saying that she had not received the written verdict. As a result of the delay, Ms. Sun's father never had a chance to see her during the entire month she was held in the detention center before being transferred to prison. Ms. Sun was transferred to Liaoning Women's Prison on October 10, 2017. 3 days later, on October 13th, guards called Ms. Sun's father, but he was not home. They called again on October 18th to ask Sun's father to pay her medical costs. After he refused to give them money, two of the guards went to Sun's home on October 31st and told her family that she had been diagnosed with several serious diseases, which might cause her to die without immediate medical attention. They attempted to have her father sign a document, but he refused to do so without seeing her in person. One of the guards said that the prison was repairing the gate at the main entrance, so he had to wait for them to call. Ms. Sun's father has not seen her since her arrest on June 28, 2016.
Denmark, China's organ harvesting crimes condemned at Doctors' Fair. Volunteers for Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting in Denmark participated in Lagadage 2017 Doctors' Fair on November 13th through the 17th to inform attendees about the forced organ harvesting in China. Sponsored by Organization of General Practitioners in Denmark, this event at Bella Center in Copenhagen drew over 4,000 physicians and medical professionals. For the third time, Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting set up a booth at this event and exposed organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China. Because forced organ harvesting is covered up in China, even those who have been there may not know of its existence. One doctor interested in traditional Chinese medicine said she had just come back from China. Surprised to learn about forced organ harvesting in China, she spent a long time reading related materials, including graphs and statistics. She said she didn't know before that this is a state-sanctioned crime that has been carried out on a mass scale. When reading information obtained from phone interviews and independent investigations, she saw a list of hospitals with unidentified organ sources. Pointing at the Armed Police General Hospital, she said, "I met some doctors from this hospital during meetings in China. I can't believe something so vicious went on there." David, a doctor who signed a petition calling for an end to the atrocities, said that one of his colleagues was a heart surgeon. "During an international medical conference, my friend met a doctor from China. That doctor said many organ transplants took place in China and surgeries could easily be arranged whenever needed by patients." David said his colleague found this shocking. "Since need-based organ transplant could only mean one thing, that is, need-based killing. Based on this," he said, "he would avoid going to China for medical conferences." When one doctor heard about organ removal from living practitioners without anesthesia, his eyes widened in shock. "What can I do to help?" he asked. Upon hearing about the international signature drive to stop this brutality, he signed the petition without hesitation and said he would tell his family, friends, and other medical professionals about it.
The Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition held in Peru. The Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition opened in Barranco, a coastal area south of Lima, Peru, on November 21, 2017. The exhibition is being held in a local cultural center until November 30th. At the reception on November 20th, Mr. Pedro Parvina Castro, Deputy Director of Culture and Education in Lima, came to cut the ribbon at the opening ceremony. A Falun Gong practitioner talked about the paintings and the persecution of Falun Gong being carried out in China by the Chinese Communist Party. After viewing the video introduction of the paintings, the spectators entered the exhibition hall to see the actual paintings. The painting of a young girl in tears holding a box of her parents' ashes made an impression on Mr. Castro, who commented on the pain of losing one's parents. He hoped that children like the one in the painting in China are being helped and cared for. He said, "People who believe in God know that human beings are from heaven and that good will be rewarded. a regime that persecutes believers will face disaster. One of the guests at the reception was moved to tears by the paintings. She said, "The paintings show what is occurring in China now, that people are being persecuted now. Living in a free society, I cannot imagine such things happening in China." The cultural center, which usually closes at 8 p.m., remained open until 10 p.m., especially for the reception. Many of the guests expressed their admiration and said they would tell their friends to come see it. This is the second time the Art of Jen Shanren exhibition has been shown in Peru. The exhibit first hung in the Barranco Train Museum for 4 days in 2009. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.